You're listening to the Rogers Sporting Goods Podcast with Patrick Fisher,
Chandler Smith,
and Josh from Outdoor Limits.
In this podcast, we'll touch on everything from gear to ducks to deer, turkey and fishing, from field to table. Let's dive in.
We have a new Rogers Podcast YouTube
Said it right
channel.
First time.
Yeah.
Rogie's Bomb Squad.
Right. That was our softball team name.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
And all we did was bomb out.
Yeah.
As in,
you were not very good.
It was a good team.
But it was just fun.
Yeah.
Hitting dangers.
New YouTube podcast page strictly for the video portion. And then I think we add the audio portions later. They'll all be on there, but it's just separate from our main Rogers Sporting Goods channel where we do all the decoy reviews and other things like that, fishing stuff.
Nice.
So, yep, if you want to watch, basically you can search on YouTube and find it. It's pretty easy.
Rogers Podcast.
But once you find it, you can just hit subscribe and it'll let you know when we got the videos up, which will be at the same time we get the audio part up too. It's like Mondays in the morning.
And no D in Rogers.
Yep.
Rogers.
And double S's.
They got ninjas, red wasps, ninja hammer.
They make a mini red wasp.
Yeah, they make minis.
If you guys are wondering what the topic for today's conversation is, we're talking some turkeys today.
It is turkey talk.
Turkey season is here.
With the trio.
Mm-hmm.
And
speaking of which.
Ooh, what do you got?
So, Brandon, Jackson, Patrick, the three guys in hunting. And a lot of times I'll say, hey, B, or he'll say, hey, B. And then I had a brain fart. Brandon and Patrick and Jackson, PB&J.
There you go. I had one of those for lunch.
You did have a PB&J for lunch.
Yeah.
We are the PB&J.
You guys can't ever leave.
In hunting. So.
Who's the peanut butter to the jelly?
Well, I am the peanut butter.
And then Brandon's the butter. The peanut.
I'm the peanut.
Brandon's the butter. And then Jackson's the jelly.
And then, together we make up the hunting crew at the store. Yeah,
and the hunting department is the white bread.
Anyways, I had an epiphany.
That's a random thought.
It was.
So this podcast will probably go out the Monday after our opening.
Our opening weekend.
Our opening Monday.
We'll be a week into... Yeah. The Missouri season.
Yep.
For the regular spring portion.
Mm-hmm. So.
Plus the 2 days of youth.
Yeah.
Isn't already, turkey season open now?
Yeah.
It is. It opened up Monday.
Following weekend. Got it.
So yeah.
A week from.
It'll be 7 days in.
A couple days ago.
Mm-hmm.
When this comes out. So we just kind of wanted to dive in. We've talked about, like, me and Josh. We did a turkey.
Yeah, we talked a little bit of a turkey episode.
Like just but
I was there, right?
I think we've done a turkey episode already.
Well, we talked about some turkey decoys.
Kind of like decoys and some setups and strategies. But we just want to have some fun on this one and talk about, you know, the season's kind of started.
Yeah.
We've got some things we're going to
We've got the iPad, so you know it's going to be good.
Yeah.
We're going to have a little fun now that we're in the swing of it.
I've seen a lot of birds. A
lot of birds dropping.
Yep.
Instagram's turning into a bunch of grip and grins.
Everybody, people are finding their morels now.
Just a fun time.
And so, yeah, we'll just dive into it.
Yeah, so before we get to some numbers, you went out Monday.
I went out Monday.
Wasn't great, but.
No, it wasn't great. It was nice to be back out there. Obviously, for me, I don't count harvesting, whether I'm deer hunting or whatever, or even fishing or turkey hunting, harvesting an animal as a successful day out.
Mm-hmm.
You don't obviously require that for it to be
I don't require that for it to be successful. Although, that's like the cherry on top, right? That's would make the culmination of the day perfect. But... So me and Sonya went out, and like her dad lives up close to where we hunt, so we have the luxury of he's our mobile trail cam.
Yeah,
he's your scouter.
So he's our scouter.
Cellular trail cam.
Yeah,
he'd call him up.
Exactly.
He just FaceTimes
you. He'll snap some. You know, he'll take some pictures and send it to us or videos, and you know, we'll keep up to date. Same with deer hunting. You'd be like, oh, I seen, you know, whatever. So that's kind of nice. This year, you know, a little bit different. We've seen some turkeys around, not as many as we're used to seeing, but you're still going to go, right? It's opening day. So either way, and you never know what happens. And then, you know, there's hunters all over, kind of like deer hunting, right? They get spooked or whatever, and pretty soon they're on your property. So we went out Monday morning, sat up. We love to sit together. And so I do a lay down hen with a like a quarter strut, half strut style Jake. And then I usually have a feeding hen as well. So I kind of put the feeding hen off by herself and then the Jake and lay down hen together. Yep. They're kind of separated. So walking in, we get there earlier than expected, like we talked about, in hopes of not scaring anything. Well, that didn't work. walking across the field, we start getting set up, you know, or moving around, and we're kind of debating, do we want to sit by this tree? Do we, you know, we don't do a blind. We like sitting out either in a turkey chair or on a pad, and we're not there 3 minutes in, like, we're right underneath a hen roosting. So she tears off, you know. I'm like, gosh, dang it. Not what we wanted to happen. But that was the only turkey that flew off. So we sit there a little while, and pretty soon the hen that flew off is going nuts. And it was like so much, and it was just one. You know, it wasn't like a group that I could have swore to Sonia. I looked at her, I'm like, there is a hunter sneaking up on our property or the neighbor's driveway.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it was that weird. Just, it was just yelping. I'm like, this is some dude up there
just belly going crawling
down the driveway. Probably sees our decoys.
Yeah.
And he's like, man, those turkeys aren't talking. So he just keeps yelping louder. Yeah. But, and then pretty soon it steps out. Like right next to us, and then not very long walks back in, just did a full circle around the field and left, and that was it. But I just like it because every time I go out, something's different. You know, I always see, I saw pairs of ducks all morning everywhere flying around, and geese and eagles and all sorts of stuff. So we kind of got done, and we were like, oh, let's go see if we can find some mushrooms in our spot. You know, we didn't
find any.
We did not. It's still a little dry. Obviously, we got that rain, so that should help. It's usually the second weekend in turkey for us in the main spots that we go to. But over by our mushroom spot, though, so we have some eagles that nest on our property.
Got it. Look for eagle nests.
Yeah. So I'm walking over there. Sonia kind of stays back looking in the spot. I walk around the bend, which gets close to the eagle's nest. Maybe eagles do not like that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Were you scared? I was getting
close, and that eagle was PO'd.
Really?
Just circling above me, like, whatever. It was. I can't even replicate the sound. But it's not like a, when you hear, like, a falcon
screech,
it's not
in a movie, they dub a falcon screech over a bald eagle or something like that. They mess up.
You know, whatever. But it's not that at all. It's more like a chuckle. And that's what they do. And they just circle around you. I'm like, all right, I'm leaving. It's fine. But we had a good time. Ate some breakfast back at the father-in-law's and hung out and, you know, chit-chatted. And my dad went out.
I was about to kick over to that. Like, I was going to say, like,
you went fishing.
Yeah, hold on. I was going to say, like, you got to tell your story about your dad's public land part.
Yeah, so Chandler went fishing. What did you get out any? Well, I guess it was Monday, so
I was here.
Yeah, you guys are working.
I did go fishing on Monday, though.
Hold on.
Yeah. Oh, does that have it?
Yep, that's an eagle.
That's a chirping whistle.
Yeah, this isn't.
They have surprisingly weak calls for how majestic and big they are.
It's more like a bark.
Let's see if it gubs up here in a second. Hayden, can you hear that okay? Mm-hmm. Sounds like a bad desk chair wheel.
It does.
Hmm. Yep. Yeah, they say there instead they substitute red-tailed hawk for movies because they don't think.
Right.
Yeah, eagles don't. I mean, that's all the noises I've heard from an eagle. Like you watch a National Geographic documentary.
Can you see if you can Google, like, bald eagle bark?
How was that one?
No.
Kind of sounds like a loon.
I mean, there's some screeching that they do, but there's also this, like, it's hard to describe.
I don't know. Tried to look up chuckle.
Interesting.
Huh. Yeah. Anyways.
So, and my dad went out as well, and he's hunting public, which is, you never know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know if you're going to get there and there's going to be 1,000 hunters or you're going to be by yourself. So, but he goes out and using decoys. So he's got set up, you know, and pretty early in the morning, he's couple gobblers come down about 75 yards. It's like the short version of the story, but they're gobbling, going crazy. He's like,
he's getting excited.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Like all I got to do is turn and boom, they're right there. I mean, you know, they just another 20, 30 yards and probably take a shot at him.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, boom, one of the turkeys, you know, of the two gets shot and this hunter comes barreling out of the woods, you know, chasing it. Boom, shoots it again. That hunter got a turkey and my dad's like, all right. You know, you couldn't.
And he watched it all. That's terrifying.
You got to watch it.
That's terrifying.
75 yards out, just boom.
Yeah, and just like, unexpected gunshot.
Son of a gun.
Man, public land turkey hunting just scares
and
me.
And then, I didn't get to this part. So then later on, and I've had this happen just because some of the spots, you know, you see people's decoys or whatever. So my dad still got his decoys out, you know. And like 200 yards away or whatever, and he can see, he's got binos and he's watching a couple of hunters, right, in the same area. And you can tell he's watching them, and all of a sudden they freeze and like signal to each other, get down, get down.
They see his decoys.
And they see his decoys.
Oh, no.
And he's just laughing.
I'd be, you know, ducking behind a tree.
Until they figure out that
they're not, you know, real. It's not, yeah.
They weren't real, but yeah, he had like, I think it was a total of 6 hunters
walking through
the field that he was in.
Yeah, that's a public land hunt for sure.
Yeah, but I've never, that'd be interesting. You're sitting there and then the turkey you're watching, you can't see the hunter and then all of a sudden its head gets blown off.
And you're sitting at face level with that turkey that's getting its
head. And luckily it was a T.
Perpendicular.
You know, he's. It wasn't coming at him.
Yeah, because it's, what, even 70 yards, man, he would have gotten peppered pretty good.
Yeah, 75, if you had a extra foal or one of these turkey chokes with like a 3.5-inch TSS 9s,
jeez,
you can shoot 75 yards,
yeah,
80 yards.
I don't know how much penetration you'd get, but you'd definitely feel it.
I don't know.
You would feel it.
One hit your eyeball.
Yeah, in the face.
That's all it takes, different. So. But yeah, we got out. So, you know, from Missouri and a lot of other places, you know, now it's open. We're in full swing.
Mm-hmm. Arkansas, Kentucky, Missouri, Kansas.
Yeah, Kansas.
All of it.
Shout out old Ricky.
Ricky Looks Hart like from Lucky Duck. Shot him one today.
Yeah.
Nice.
You know, some of our customers have already been getting some.
Mm-hmm.
Some former employees that used to work for us have.
A lot of pictures coming through.
So
I was almost going to go this morning, but I didn't. I'm going to save all my tags for next week.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I have my turkey tag yet.
One thing that's different this year, which it'll be interesting to see what happens, our private lane, you know, you can hunt all day now. So I don't know if anybody took part in that. If you did hunt all day opening, or, you know, if as you're listening to this and you, you took advantage of hunting in the evening in Missouri for the first time, let us know and tell us how it went, or if you got one, you know.
It could be somebody's first ever opportunity to hunt them in the evening.
Might
if they've
be.
Never gone out of state. Right.
And like, it's a different strategy.
Oh, it's totally different.
Yeah, you're not, you know, you're probably not looking for the fly down area field. You might be hunting more timber in the by the roost or whatever, you know. So yeah, be interesting to see how that changes everything. So
I wonder if they're gonna have a survey.
That'd be nice too. I would imagine, you know, maybe how people liked it.
Did you kill it in the morning? Did you kill it in the afternoon?
Yeah.
Like, I'm curious to see, like, if they do conduct a survey to see how many people, or, like, what's the ratio between morning and evening.
I still, though, and everybody's got their own opinions, I still just don't understand the all-day hunting if we're seeing a decline in the turkey population. I mean, that was stated when we had the MDC biologist in.
Yeah, but
it was a fact, though, that we were on a little bit of a decline. Nothing crazy.
But from the highest peak in, like, the late 90s, though. But which was the late 90s, I think, was higher than we've ever, you know, think. I don't know. Yeah. There was a little bit of, like, we did hit, like, a crazy high peak, but we're not there anymore.
Yeah, we're definitely down from that.
Yeah. But are we at a good spot in general?
Are we at a stable spot, maybe?
Correct. That's what we're
trying to figure out. Maybe that's where, yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know yet. And maybe we're still, like, in the next 5 years, really trying to figure out what that is.
Yeah.
But if you go back and listen to that podcast, he talks about Nick.
Nick Oakley.
Yeah, he talks about its habitat. Habitat.
Yeah.
It's.
Yeah.
We got to keep. That's the take care of your forest and everything like that. You got to give them some habitat. You got to get some light through the woods.
Yeah.
You got to create that undergrowth that can help protect all those.
Oh, and if you're listening to this, that all day hunting is only for private land. So if you're a public land hunter, like my dad was, you got to be done by 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
You heard it here first. That is 100% fact. You ain't even got to check your book on that. It's 1 o'clock.
Get out of the woods.
Get out.
Yeah.
There's other people want to go hiking.
Yeah.
Can't be in there.
Josh, did you shoot Merriam's in Nebraska? Have you? Or did you?
No. I was in the southeastern part of the state.
So that's Easterns?
It was Easterns. A
couple customers.
It was kind of like Eastern Rio hybrids. Mm. Like nothing, I don't know. They weren't full Eastern, but they weren't full Rio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not full Merriam either. They're kind of a hodgepodge.
Yeah.
Did you hunt them at the zoo?
Maybe.
It's a hodgepodge.
I haven't shot a Merriam yet. I shot two Rios last year. But I haven't got like Texas. Invested in the like the slam
you did
stuff.
The Texas one last year.
Yeah.
So
that's
question.
Already been a year.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Turkey question.
Gobble.
Over a year.
Okay. There's different subspecies of turkeys. We've got the Eastern, the Rio, the Merriam's, oscillated, and Gould's turkey. Okay. It is my understanding that the only difference between them is the colorations on the tail fan.
Not just the tail fan.
But, like, you could see it in...
Merriam's have some white tips on their breast feathers.
Okay. So it's just, like, slight color variations.
And size.
Mm-hmm. Is it size too?
Especially like the, gosh dang it. And now people are going to quit. Now you've asked
the one in Mexico,
like which is the oscillated.
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 Not the oscillated turkey. Like
there's an Osceola and then an oscillated.
Yeah.
Like, they got to make the names so
one
close.
One down in Mexico.
Mexico.
I'm just curious, like, what's the big deal about, like, what turkey different. Is what, right? Like, it's you're out there to shoot a turkey.
Yeah.
I mean, but like, I get it for, like, the slam deal, but, like...
The oscillated doesn't really gobble.
They don't?
They don't really talk at all.
They got crazy colors, dude.
They have, like, a...
The one in Mexico?
Looking.
The one in the Yucatan? Yeah, those are weird looking. They don't have a beard either.
Like, they're totally different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they got really long spurs, a lot of them.
Really?
Yeah.
But, like, looking at a Rio versus an Eastern versus a Merriam's, right?
They're so similar.
And like, you deal with a little bit of the coloration. Like, Rios have more of a tan feather, you know, tips.
And Easterns have darker tail feathers. But, like...
No white tips. And then Merriam's have the white. Merriam's a lot of the... Like, there's a Rio, right? No, that's a Merriam.
That's a Merriam's. They got, like, really white.
Really white. But they also... Fringes. They talk about Merriam's have the shortest spurs and beards.
Wow.
And then Rio's. Let's see here. But I think the rears have like that copper and then like a tan part of their. And then Easterns are very dark, very dark brown.
And that's probably the main turkey.
Yeah.
Easterns, yeah.
Eastern.
Yeah. I just don't understand.
But those three are similar turkey besides basically species. Almost the tail fan colorations where you're going to see the difference.
Well, I guess my thing is like you look at a mule deer and you're like, that is 100% a mule deer. Right? Like the antlers are different from a white tail. The ears are different from a white tail.
Yeah.
With turkeys, it's just like that one's got a little bit different colors. And then there's so many different hybrids, you never know what's what.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, yeah. And Kansas, Nebraska, you're dealing with a lot of that.
Yeah.
Missouri, I mean, it's just.
It's probably just
pretty
Eastern.
Much
just
Eastern. Yeah. Unless, yeah, it's Eastern.
Aren't they different vocally, too? Like different species are like Rios are more vocal than Easterns.
I can believe that. I don't know if that's true or
vocally,
not.
There's probably a slight difference.
The Rios I hunted were vocal.
Yeah. I do think that there's a difference in, like, how much they talk.
I mean, Brandon went out, and the turkeys he had in his area never stopped talking.
Yeah.
And then where I'm at.
They won't say a word.
Nothing.
So Gould say they got larger legs and larger feet. And larger center tail feathers.
So if you're a turkey leg fan,
yeah,
you'd be hunting the Goulds.
I mean, they probably got to have bigger feet and legs to go over the terrain out there in the Arizona and New Mexico area.
And keep them snakes at bay.
Yeah. Yeah. Whoopsh. Anyways, gotta love them turkeys.
Yes. Turkey hunting.
When you're out there hunting, Pat.
That's awesome.
Or Josh. I mean, are you looking for something to determine if you're going to harvest that bird?
No.
Josh is like,
beard.
Legal.
Legal. Yeah, legal. Let's get this thing over with.
Yeah. I am now, but it's... shot as many as some other people that I know around the store.
Yeah.
So there is someone at the store that shoots them now. Takes a lot longer to figure out. Based off their spur length.
Okay. They're looking at that. And that's what reading, that's like the biggest telltale sign about age is the spur.
Yeah. For me, as long as it's an adult gobbler, and by that I mean I'm just looking at the beard length, as long as that beard is drooping, I mean, you can tell pretty quick if it's a Jake. You know, it's not hanging down yet, and that's all I'm looking for.
And then the Jakes, if they do fan up, their two center fans are going to be a step up from the rest. So
unless
that's
I shoot it off.
But then, you know, the spurs are like some of the better ways, but with binoculars, maybe you can make a judgment, but that's the closest thing to help with determining age, but they've also said it's not 100%.
Well, there's like some
you can
areas
shoot
where
old birds with no spurs, and it also depends on the terrain.
I mean, there's some areas like Mario was talking about how like most of the birds he shot have had like no spurs just because of the mountain terrain out there.
Well, and like they say that Merriam's just don't have the spurs like Easterns would.
It's probably from the terrain.
It's probably right. So, gobblers with spurs 1/2 inch or less are juveniles, 5/8 inch or up to 1 inch or 2-year-olds, and this is probably rough, inch and 3/8, 3-year-olds, and then anything bigger than inch and 3/8 or older than 3. It's maybe some general rule over here, and maybe this is more on the Eastern side. You know, beard length does come into play a little bit, but then like that tail fan and whatnot.
Yeah.
Determine, you know. Last year in Rio's, I shot like, I don't know what we called it, a Super Jake. I don't know.
Super Jake. I like the sound of that.
Oh, you actually had a Jake with
I think they called it a Super Jake. I can't remember. I have to look at the picture.
Because I would venture to guess
the reason that
pretty much almost 100% is like a Jake, which I consider like the year-old bird.
Yeah.
Does not have a beard that droops yet.
Correct. Jakes just have a beard that sticks out straight.
Yeah.
For the most part.
So if you can get a beard that's starting to droop,
it's got a little curve,
it's got a bend to it, he's probably over 2 years old.
We're right around there.
2 to 3 years old.
I think my philosophy with turkey hunting is like the duck hunter coming out of me.
I'm also hunting.
Like, I'm not there to wait for a tom because I've had more turkey hunts go south than anything else. So I'm like, if I have an opportunity to punch a tag, I'm going to take advantage of that opportunity.
And you can shoot whatever you want.
I've only shot
out there and they're hunting.
Yeah, I think I've only shot like 3 turkeys.
Like, yeah.
Like I'm not to the point in my turkey hunting career.
We're not to
where I'm really looking for. I'm just out there to have a good time.
Well, I don't. If you've shot in 50 and you still want to shoot a Jake, there's times where Sonya?
Yeah.
Sonya had to restrain me from wanting to pull a trigger.
Yeah.
Because I saw a little bit of beard coming out.
You see one little
light.
I remember on my archery bird, I was looking. I was like, I got these Jakes at like 7 yards. I'm looking at them going, I think I see a beard.
He almost talked yourself into it.
I was like, maybe, I think that's beard. I shoot it. And I'm walking up to it. I flip it over and I'm like, uh-oh.
Where's it at?
Where's the beard?
Yeah.
But it was there.
Yeah.
It was there.
Well, there's...
you don't know how
it's hard to,
guilty
it's
you
hard
feel
when
that.
You know, though, that like even as long as you can see a little bit, you know, okay, it's legal.
It's legal.
And it is in my decoys.
Yeah, and like I have a bow, and it's 7 tough. Yards, and oh, there's nothing cooler than shooting a turkey with a bow. I will say that.
I did that a lot of once, fun. And I got lucky. And that was in the fall. I went out deer hunting with our store manager, Tommy. And there happened to be some turkeys coming out of the woods as we were walking in.
Mm-hmm.
So we hid behind like this brush pile.
Mm-hmm.
And so I drew back on a turkey.
Because you had two turkey tags from your archery.
You could shoot a hen or a tom at that point. And so I just drew back. I didn't even have it was at 60 yards. And I didn't have a 60-yard pin. I had a 40, so I just raised it up just a little bit, and I got so lucky.
Yeah, sick.
And it was a hen. Dang it.
The first Rio I took last year, we called it a super jig. It didn't have a very long beard, but the fan was pretty good. It was probably just a young – it was, you know, maybe 2 years old or something like that.
Yeah.
And then the reason we shot it, though, is because we watched it for probably a couple hours, and by the end of, like, towards the evening, it was, like, standing on top of our strutter decoy.
Like, it just wouldn't go
away. It just, like, wouldn't go away, and, like, he was just like, it was just like, yeah, okay, you're getting shot now.
You've hung out too long.
You've been here for 2 hours
it's
straight.
Like 2 hours, and they just kind of did, like, some circles, and he'd swing back by, and then finally they're just like, there's three of them, and there's one side that he was going to be a baller and jump up on this Higdon Apex strutter, motorized.
Yeah.
Jump on top of that thing and was like just going to town on a decoy. And I was like, I can't let him break the stake or tear up the decoy or anything like that. So I just shot him right off the top
it's
of that one.
It's that doe that keeps blowing at you.
Yeah.
He said, your entertainment like, value is done. You out.
Yeah. I was actually it was Kelly Powers' Tom strutter. He was in the blind and and we like all just, we've been sitting there for a while and he was like, let's just shoot it. And I was like, all right, I'll do it.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
But fun stuff. I'm wanting to go, but I'm going to go pretty hard next week.
Yeah. Well, I guess when you're listening to this, I will have gone out again, but
hopefully
you don't know. We're just, we're seeing. You never know. So, I mean, you got to go.
Our boss just went right now.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Stevie, who was on the podcast like 4 or 5 podcasts ago.
Yeah, he's...
He just
probably
left.
Probably walking out there right now.
Trying I don't know. He's going to go pick close. Up. He's taking his oldest son.
Yep.
Oh, yeah?
I guess his only son. Out to go shoot this afternoon.
Yep. See if they can get one down.
Get out of school to go turkey hunting.
Well, yeah, he's not even getting out early.
Not out of early.
Yeah, he's
school got out, 3 o'clock. And now he's
going to turkey hunting. That was the cool thing that Nick talked about. I was like, man, you know how many times when he was growing up, he'd get out of school and go sit in a deer stand.
Yeah.
You know, in the spring, you get out of school at like whatever 3 o'clock, 2:45, whatever school gets out, and you're like, you can actually on private ground,
it
you can go sit
give,
in a field.
It well, as he alluded to when we interviewed him or whatever, he loves giving opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
And so by doing all day, he's that definitely
looking happens. looking at the statistics, like there's a huge drop off after you shoot one turkey to whoever shoots the second. And I don't think
there's already an allocated number of tags, isn't there?
No. Not in Missouri.
Well, you only get
you only get two.
You get two tags.
But like
but if
everybody in the state of Missouri wanted to buy a turkey tag, they could.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
as far as I know,
most people shoot like a turkey. Non-res,
probably. I don't think non-residents have a limit either.
There's no cap on non-residents.
Right. They they can do two as
Nebraska did that.
Yeah.
There's a cap on non-resident Nebraska.
But if you shoot that first turkey opening day or opening weekend, which is mm-hmm. just happened, a lot of people don't get the second bird either because they just stop.
Or they don't feel like they need to.
Which that happens.
Yeah. Well, the season's short, right?
Ish,
isn't the Missouri shorter. Season like 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
May 5th.
Yeah.
I believe.
Yeah. So, I mean, Kansas.
It's not extremely like Kansas goes
Kansas,
to the end of
you
May.
Get a month and a half.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But Missouri, is the season's just short.
But yes.
Yeah,
it's short.
There's probably a lot of people that go out opening week. They shoot their bird. They're content, and they know that they can't shoot another bird until the week after.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like.
I mean, over the years,
I'm done.
If I'm not trying to tag two, which I don't know if this year I am or not, it's once I shoot one, it's like, all right, crappie.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's typically, yeah. I'm good with, and with what we're seeing. At our place, one would probably be what we would take just because, not to over harvest.
Or that's all you'd have the opportunity
the
to
group
take.
In our, yeah, yeah, probably will be. So, you know, some years we're just loaded. But as of right now, now I only went one day, but based off that, be a little harder
mm-hmm.
this season. So
maybe there'll be a Super Jake next year.
Yeah.
Should we watch some of these shorts?
Anyways.
Is that the time? You want to break it up, put it in the middle here? I guess so. I mean, just with all the turkeys being harvested, I thought it would be fun to just react to some some YouTube shorts.
Yeah.
YouTube shorts.
Yeah, we can do that now.
Instagram reels.
Let's do... Okay, well, so...
Pat's got a lot of news stuff. We'll get to that in a second.
All right, Pat's news.
Pat's panfish news.
Yeah, panfish report.
Which you'll... Yes.
Well, Pat's it's a work in progress.
Report is what we're calling it right now, and you'll come to find out that it has nothing to do with panfish, but it's fun to say Pat's panfish, Pat's panfish, Pat's panfish,
Pat's panfish podcast program.
Ooh, the quadruple P. So, each episode, I'll try to have a Pat's panfish podcast.
Program report
thing or something you guys come up with, you know, if whatever. You've got some anyways, and we'll have fun with it and we'll just throw out, you know, my little news snippets
mm-hmm.
that I find for the week. But quick turkey update, real quick. So youth weekend obviously happened already. It's a 2-day. It was the 6th and 7th.
Drum roll, please.
Youth weekend for 2024, the harvest was 3,721 birds.
That's a lot of kids out there.
Which is just over 1,000 more birds than last year.
So looking at that, so do you think the 410 TSS is a big player in that?
2,550. I think, they had it last year.
Yeah, but like
availability.
Like getting 410s, and that's, I mean.
One, availability. Two, you know, this year the weather was
good. It wasn't snowing.
Well, you're not worried as much about wind so much, and you can hunt all day anyways for youth. But that 6th and 7th was awesome weather. It wasn't cold.
Could've
wasn't
been
rainy.
Turkeys could have just been real active that weekend, too.
So, awesome weekend for the youth out there. So congrats to everybody that got to get out and get a bird with the youngsters. For the total 2024 Missouri turkey update, our total right now, which it's probably even up from this now, but our total sits at 15,168, 12,115 adult gobblers, 2,888 juvies, or, you know, Jakes, but they just call them juvies.
And how many bearded hens?
165 bearded hens. in the top county is Franklin with 372, which is also, I believe, the top county
for deer.
For deer, which makes sense because it's one of the most populated areas. It's just, it's a suburb, you know, a suburb county outside of St. Louis.
You know?
So, but yeah, so there's your turkey update. Couple other notes to point out. One that deals with turkey, but right, we got to strive to be better. So, Platte County, a county out by here, they're doing an investigation. They found three adult gobblers dumped in a area that were shot and dumped, but none of the meat was taken. Just the beards, tail fans, and the legs were removed for the spurs. So somebody out there shooting turkeys.
Mm-hmm. And, turkey meat is like the best wild game meat. Like you could harvest. I mean, other than like pheasant and quail, like
yeah. Two things. One, you
could have been a poacher.
Was illegal either way.
Correct.
Because you can only shoot one anyways, and this could have been done before. But either way, you shot them, you dumped them. Not only was that most likely illegally shot, I'm guessing it was probably one person or something, but you also didn't take any meat. I would have rather you did at least taken the meat. What are we doing?
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, just
why kill them if you get to take the feathers?
Do you think that was shot before season opened?
Well, that's my thing.
Because it was just opened
on that day, or it could have been youth weekend, and then they found it. A neighbor called it in. They must have stumbled across it.
Yeah.
It was like, what's this? So they call it wanton waste. Or
wanton waste?
Oh, that is it.
Yeah.
When you said wonton waste, that's what you guys were talking about earlier. You said like the Chinese Chinese restaurants getting rid of all their wonton.
What's funny is that's what it looks like. Wanton. Yes.
Wanton waste.
Yeah.
I do have another.
But ethics. I can't. That is so dumb.
It is pretty dumb. Like, at least just take the meat if you're going to do
yeah,
it.
Yeah. What are we? I mean, it's hard.
It's a turkey for
it's
Pete's
hard
sake.
Enough being a hunter, anyways.
Yeah.
With all the people that attack hunters and then we do that and that makes it look terrible.
Like that's okay, all of this is bad, but I think that is worse than just like poaching a deer and cutting the head off. Like, personally, like that's a worse level. Like the how easy it is to cut out the breast meat on a turkey.
I don't even, yeah,
like
laziness.
It's lazy. Okay, another thing I want to touch on. When I was out fishing the other day, let's all strive to be better outdoorsmen.
Yeah.
Okay. Take care of our public lands.
Uh-huh.
If you're in the Kansas City area and you fish at Hillsdale Lake, pick up after yourself. There's beer bottles everywhere.
Yeah, all the trash.
Oh, there's trash everywhere.
Yeah.
It's not my job or anybody else's job to clean up public lands.
It's just, pick up after yourself. We just got to protect, you know, what we have to
it's
use,
bad so. Like that is probably the worst wildlife area as far as like litter and trash is concerned that I've ever seen. Like people will drive to like down public access roads and they just dump their old lawnmowers and all that
turn
crap
around
like,
spots.
Yeah, it's just seriously.
This is interesting. So obviously how long have we had our elk season now, Chandler? In
6 years, 5 years,
not very. Yeah,
four
or 5 years.
Four.
So obviously it's doing well, or it has been doing well, but the MDC wants, they're going to be wanting some input on maybe having a limited antlerless elk season. Yeah. So
where is there an elk?
Seems kind of neat. So,
Missouri?
Mount Mark Twain.
Mark Twain.
Ozarks. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think they pulled some from Kentucky.
Yep.
And it's all
established.
Public.
A lot. I mean,
there's
I think
public
so.
And private.
It's public and private, but
you can hunt
there's both. A lot of Mark Twain forest down there.
Yeah. I know. There's like, yeah, there's a lot. Yeah.
So that'll be interesting to see, you know, if that happens. Just gives you another opportunity maybe at an elk.
Yeah.
And you get a lot
I've been
of
applying.
And then the last thing, which this usually this happens every year, but mushroom hunters are out and about and they're walking in woods that normally people don't walk in and then and this was out of Independence, Missouri. They had a story of a mushroom hunter found some human remains out there. So you always hear these stories, but you always keep your head on a swivel if you're mushroom hunting. You never know what you're going to come across.
Yeah.
Partially decomposed corpse.
Yeah. So with that, one, we need your help naming this, but that'll do it for today's
Patrick Panfish
Podcast Report Programming Network. all right, and now we move forward.
Hayden doesn't have the button yet.
Oh yeah, we need like the new like breaking news.
We'll come out the news sound effects.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, right. So are we start? Is it? So we're just doing this.
So we're doing some reactions, and there's nothing. Just I've kind of vetted them, or it's just fun to watch. We could talk about what we see.
Always fun to watch.
Tune into YouTube if you want to see all these
swiping.
And Hayden, you got your audio ready? Audio ready?
All right.
Posted by
Spring
Thunder. Okay.
A coyote? Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why it's...
Because it's on the PowerPoint. You can't...
Oh.
All right. You can see it. You can see it, Josh.
I want to see it one more time.
So a coyote swings through the turkey setup.
This happens, too.
He smokes it.
Running in. This happened to me.
Was there two shots?
He headed that.
I don't know.
I thought I heard it. I think the original was... I think just the sound of the safety coming off. The way that he... That's wild, though.
I don't know.
Or it could have been the guy filming or somebody.
Did you... You've had this happen?
No.
So
I have in a goose spread.
I had it happen about 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. Me and Tanya are sitting out there.
But you can't shoot coyotes in Missouri during turkey season.
And that could be true. And I don't know where this is at.
Yeah.
But I've heard that before. And I think that's still... Did that get changed?
Yeah, we might want to
check with your local game and fish. But yes. I remember a time where you couldn't shoot coyotes during turkey season.
Yeah. I looked to my right and it's just barreling at my decoys.
Nice.
It was the coolest thing ever.
Yeah. Byron had that happen last year, too.
I've called coyotes into...
He's got pictures of coyotes attacking turkey decoys.
Really?
Yeah.
Could you imagine if it picked up your turkey decoy
and ran off with it?
Like, gosh.
Yeah.
Probably get back here.
I've called...
That was a pretty good shot.
Goose spread with a duck call.
Here we go.
Here you go. Pat over here.
Bottom right.
Yep, there you go. Yeah. Now you press the play button.
All right. So.
This is just fun.
That's a...
the beard length on that.
Wait for it. I'm waiting. There it is.
Oh,
just
didn't go 20.
Just didn't go a step.
Didn't go 20 centimeters.
What did it say? It was a heavyweight
TSS.
Federal TSS.
It looks like he hit him a little bit low. I love
those sounds. They're close.
Boom.
Done. Didn't go 20. Federal heavyweight TSS for the win.
Nice.
I can imagine. That TSS stuff.
This one's like
crazy. Digital taxidermy?
This is a skit kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
It's posted by...
That's perfect.
And there's a gobbler. Let's set up right here. All right, man. Let him have it.
Oh, I've seen this.
Yeah.
How'd that sound?
Not good.
Good. Real good. Did you bring any other calls? Yeah, let me try the box call. That usually works pretty good. Oh, not the box call. Hey, maybe we should just sit quiet and see what happens for a bit. Wait, last one. The mouth push combo.
Mouth push.
Bro, let's just chill.
The mouth push combo?
Hit him with the owl call. See what happens.
Oh, owl call in the middle of the day.
Wrong end.
I think that's enough calling.
Without the call.
I can't believe that turkey didn't reply to that. Yeah, I don't know what happened.
Just a fun little skit.
It's fun.
Some early turkey hunters out there, man, they just want to just like call every call, switch calls, quit strikers, but you know, box calls.
I was just when I first started, I'm like, I don't know, because you get excited when you hear a gobble
yeah.
respond to your call, And so you want to hear that again, especially mm-hmm. when you're new to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the best thing you can do is just wait. It knows you're there now.
Yeah.
So give it.
You gotta play hard to get
before you. Yeah. So I've definitely made that mistake. Or everybody thinks they're an expert caller.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, so I'm definitely.
There's a gobble.
Let's sit down. Okay.
Weekend woodsman.
And yeah, these are
smoked at 10 steps.
It just gets me in the turkey hunting spirit.
Mm. Real. Golly.
Boom, baby.
Boom, baby. Boom, baby.
That's right.
And then we always yell after.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I jump up.
Do you guys run out and step on their head?
I run out there just.
Yeah. I don't know, like, if I was with, I've done it with a, like with a bow, thing? With a bow, I've definitely jumped out a little bit faster. With a gun, it's usually just kind of a fun, you're up and walk in and you're excited, but not like freaking out about stomping or anything like that. Yeah. With a bow, it's a different story sometimes.
Yeah. I usually get up pretty quick.
Oh, yeah.
Just in case.
Yeah, because you've been sitting there for 3 hours straight and can't feel your legs.
Yeah.
Southern Glory Outdoors. What's the title of the video, Pat?
Well, I was looking. I have almost an identical picture of the deer I shot.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Did you guys shoot the same deer?
Nope.
There's another good one. Look at these things coming in.
Look at deer.
Yeah. Look at that HDR. HDR Jake. Yeah. Right on the back of the thing.
It's a black powder.
Where did the bird go?
Turkey go? What?
Watch that again.
That was it was shot the turkey out of camera view.
A plume of smoke.
Yeah.
And then no turkey.
What? I mean, I didn't even think about what was, is that a shotgun or is that something different?
I wonder if it's black powder.
Is that such a thing?
I guarantee you there's a black powder shotgun. Like
it's ended up over here, but
it sounds different.
He shot the turkey 2 yards
and it disappeared.
Like, yeah, maybe he pushed the turkey 2 yards away.
Ported choke tube.
I don't know. It's a lot of
smoke.
Yeah.
Woodhaven Custom Calls.
Yeah, we were talking about them earlier.
We sell them.
They stopped in the store.
Oh, they did? Recently?
On the weekend.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Frenzy in Kansas.
Look at them go.
I love a group like that. See, they're coming, and he's calling just to get footage now. That's perfect.
Yeah, I think that was just like three gobblers coming in. No shot or anything, but those things get you amped up, right?
You can see their face colors changing.
Yeah.
Hey, and this whole swipe thing doesn't really work, but it's the last one, by the way.
Foster Bartlow.
And is
7 yards too close?
No.
We tried to pick like just more homemade stuff on like production.
Dave Smith.
Dave Smith and a lay down.
Strutter?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, and I think
he's gonna fight
that turkey just gave him the forearm shiver. Oh yeah, he's pissed.
What you gonna do?
Look at him go.
He's about to get a hole in his fan. Oh, arrow
right through the
archery.
Wing.
This was an awesome hunt.
That's when you got a
of what you want it to happen.
Yeah, huh. I mean that was
that's
great.
That's when you go running.
Yeah,
yeah. My archery bird didn't do that.
They leave no blood. They leave no blood trail.
No. The only time you will find it if you find them late bedded down.
You'll find them tucked up under stuff too. But my archery bird flopped on its back and it was done.
Yeah. I mean sometimes
is it like the one when it's going away and it. Tail fan comes down. Texas heart shot. Shoot right up its back.
Mm. I shot mine like right above the wishbone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just severed straight through there.
Done.
Yeah.
It wasn't like I wasn't trying to shoot the neck off.
Like the guillotine.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
We almost put a video of that in there. It was pretty
rough.
Yeah.
Oh, two of them.
Turkeys are just cool birds.
Man, they just come they in almost so fun. Became look at this hide on this one. Like, look how
national bird.
Dude's like stuck in a brush pile.
He's like in a brush pile with like timber camo on. It's pretty sweet.
Shoot that bird.
HDR Jake.
Another HDR Jake.
Shoot that bird right now.
Kabloosh.
And what I'd like you to see is how iridescent turkeys really are. In this.
Yeah, they are.
Boom.
They are.
Because some people are like,
yeah. I mean,
if you haven't seen too much, but in the sun.
They shine a lot.
They do shine. But yeah, I think we all know this, but it's still crazy to think the turkeys were almost the national bird.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Not the eagle.
Not the bald eagle.
Yeah. That would have sucked.
Not being allowed turkeys?
We'd be putting out eagle decoys.
I don't know how that would work.
Not shooting turkeys.
I don't think we really hunt raptors.
Well, we don't.
I can't imagine protected. A bird that only eats fish and small mammals would taste very good.
Well, those things are crazy, though.
All they eat is insects.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love insects.
I think that might be it. Is that the last one, Hayden? He probably doesn't know.
The Midwest white.
I can't remember which one. I think that was the last
one. That was the last one. Didn't that get you amped up?
It does get you amped up.
Every time I watch a turkey hunting video and they're just letting that turkey beat up the decoy, I'm like, why are you not shooting this
thing? And that's why.
Well, that's fun.
Why are you not shooting this thing? It's going to run away, and then you're going to wish you shot it.
That's like letting the birds actually land.
Hayden.
Well, not let land, but like get in the spread. You don't, like, no pass
shooting. How far did a Tom strutting at whatever make? How far did it make it?
What?
On our March Madness thing. That's why I couldn't believe
it. Oh, the spitting and drumming?
Oh. I don't even know. Well, it won't show it on there, I guess.
Those are ours. I think it made it
to the third or fourth round, maybe?
Let me go there and check.
Eight or 16. Probably 16. I think it made it 16.
I think it made it one round.
Yeah, it went through the first round, then it died.
But watching that, it's like, how?
Yeah, it was so fun.
I'm telling you.
Which one was it?
Gobbler.
The spitting and drumming.
Spitting and drumming. Yeah.
That adult gobbler.
It made it all the way until the final round. Or not in the final round, but like the second to final round.
Final four.
Yeah.
Final four.
Oh.
It made it to the head-to-head
matchup. It went up against to Pintail. Make it.
All right, don't get mad at the audience.
I take back what I said. Everybody calm down.
Sweet.
But that's why.
I'm excited.
Nuts.
Wish I could run it right now.
It will be interesting to see with the all-day hunting. Obviously, the youth weekend, that's an – you know, basically 1,200 more birds. Where we'll be over under what we shot last year total. So be interesting to see. But yeah, we're in full swing. And if you're still looking for stuff, or maybe you can't hunt till the second week or whatever, we've still got plenty of the ammo. We've got tons of decoys, tons of calls.
And I've just got word that we're putting out a turkey blowout sale. Like when this goes out.
Nice.
Yeah. So,
yeah, I mean, we've got sales on a lot of stuff. So if you're, we can still get you outfitted if you haven't been able to go yet and you still need to get stuff. So stop on in the store, jump online, and we've got super fast shipping. So we'll have it to you before the season ends.
Oh, yeah.
At least here in Missouri.
We're pretty quick. So,
yeah. So
2 to 3 days, and you usually.
All right.
And I would say, obviously, enjoy it. And with hunting season in swing, make sure you are super safe out there. Make sure you identify what you are shooting at
and what's beyond it
and what is behind what you are shooting at. And if you're able to get someone new out there into hunting or take that kid out, awesome. And fishing's going on or just out morel mushroom hunting, you know, that's fun too. So,
Maybe a little shed hunting still.
Shed hunting, you can still stumble across some, but you never know what you're going to see in the outdoors. So enjoy it, be safe, and until next time,
peace.
It's time for me to go burn all bridges. All I know, I got lost along the way.